64.
Oh, retirement age.
Retirement age.
That's it.
Well, like I'm turning into an old man right now. I feel like I'm turning into an old man.
It's done.
Yes, it's done. This is gonna be like our final days.
Yeah,
it's gonna be like from a retirement home.
I'm gonna say a whole bunch of back in my day.
You know what the problem is?
That's
the
me
kids
now.
Don't stand up and pledge allegiance to the American flag anymore.
I ain't doing all of that.
No, you're not gonna go.
I'm mostly talking about food prices.
Food prices.
Back in my day, I could go to Wendy's for $5 and come back full.
Oh, dude, that was true. There was like 39-cent cheeseburgers when I grew up. Remember?
I ain't that old, motherfucker.
No. It's not that, but we're not that much different. It was just the hamburgers were 39 cents.
Where?
At McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
Hamburgers were 39 cents, cheeseburgers were 49 cents. Yes.
I don't know nothing about that.
No, yeah, because I lived down the street from a McDonald's. There was like the high school.
And you was in a rural area of Oklahoma.
No. This is when I was in the city, in Tulsa. In Tulsa, I should probably stay close to the microphone. I'm so not used to having stands.
We'll take it off.
Oh, yeah, I know. I just... You have one... Am I...
You just got to pull the foot. There you go.
There we go. It's early. We're doing an early morning one. I mean, I'm not fully capacitated.
I wake up at 6 o'clock every morning, so I don't know what you're talking about.
You wake up at 6 o'clock every morning?
You goddamn right. I go to bed at 11. I wake up at 6, man. I got shit to do.
I wake up. Oh, yeah.
Wasting my day? You wasting all the good sunlight.
We didn't recently start having sunlight again until 6 a.m.
Yeah.
You were waking up before the sun.
No, well, 6 a.m. was when the sun was coming up before. Now it comes up at 7.
Yeah, okay, see? But I wake up and I lay in bed for a little bit.
No.
Unless I got like a call time or something to do and then I get hop. I didn't do it yesterday, but all right.
Son, yeah. I wake up, okay. Work out, do my yoga.
Okay. I would like to get on that schedule.
Shower.
Okay, yeah.
Sit down.
Yeah.
Read, write.
Mm-hmm.
Go out, make money.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. All right. You watch any movies?
You know I watch movies.
Yeah, I watched a movie. I think we both watched a movie.
Yeah.
We watched on Amazon Prime. We watched the new Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
hey, that dude, what's his name? Conor McGregor?
Conor McGregor, yes.
Clearly on steroids.
I hope so. I hope he's on steroids.
His arms were so far. His back got so wide, he couldn't bend down and tie his shoes.
That's why he has to do that walk, that little wiggle walk.
Tie his shoes himself. That's how much, that's how roided out he was.
You get that much money, you got someone to tie your shoes for you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell is going on with Conor McGregor? He's clearly on them roids for this movie, bro. That's why he ain't UFC fighting, because they going to drug test his ass.
he looked good in it. He seemed like he's always been like a theatrical guy.
Right.
And a big showman and stuff like
that's
that.
That's his thing. Yeah.
But I didn't know how much of the technical stuff he would know for acting and things like that. You know what I mean?
What you mean by technical stuff?
I mean, like, obviously he wasn't doing like Denzel Washington or, you know, Daniel Day-Lewis type stuff. But they did a good job of capturing him.
He was kind of just being, you know, his whole ring persona, you know, so it wasn't that much of a stretch for him, you know. That's what he'd been practicing that for 20 years.
Yeah, it was a great entrance, too. Whatever he was, like, the Italian house or something like that. I guess he was cheating on the guy's wife or something. And, he just walks through the town naked.
He was naked twice in that movie, wasn't he?
I was
naked at the end.
I don't remember. I don't think he was naked at the end, was he?
He put his clothes on, man.
Yeah.
Because he left the hospital. At the end, he got out of the hospital.
Okay.
And he walked out with his ass out.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, it was like a little male porn kind of thing.
He was like, hey, I do this movie, but y'all got to show my ass.
He's like, they were like, hey, we want to offer you a part in the movie. Go, is there any nudity? And they're like, no. Can there be?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. What did you think of the movie overall?
Do you remember the first Roadhouse?
I watched it. It was horrible. The first one. It was silly.
It's almost every movie from the '80s was terrible.
Yeah.
And for some reason, people loved it in the '80s because that's just all they had. I guess I don't know.
It was the nostalgic.
I feel the same way about Top Gun. The first Top Gun in the '80s. That movie was trash.
I rewatched it. I didn't remember it was. I mean, it was corny.
It was
and like
trash.
The music was like too much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But there's something about just zoning off and being stupid.
Yes, but I can't be that stupid.
And also, Patrick Swayze was a bit of a ham in the first one. And Jake Gyllenhaal's act, I mean, like, Patrick Swayze had, like, one good movie. He made, like, Ghost, you know?
Well, yeah. Patrick Swayze was in The Outsiders.
Okay, yeah.
He was in, yes, he was in Ghost. What do you mean, fight movie?
I mean,
it's a classic story. You know it. You love it. It's your heritage.
Yeah, I, fair, fair, yeah. But it was also, like...
He also did Dirty Dancing.
Okay, all right.
Classic movie. They still do that scene to this day.
Oh, the lift, Jennifer Grey? Okay, yes. Yeah.
It was kind of creepy, though, because that girl was supposed to be, like, 17, and he was supposed to be, like, 24.
It was the time. it was the time. And
Again, another classic movie.
Yeah.
He was in Red Dawn. You remember Red Dawn?
Oh, that was actually filmed in New Mexico, in the town where the Russians invade.
So, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, he was in that movie in the 80s.
Yeah. All right. Patrick Swayze knocked out some stuff, man.
But
he knocked out some stuff.
Okay, remember, but, like, Ghost was...
Too Wong Fu.
Did he get Wesley Snipes and John Leguizamo?
Yeah, he put on a dress to get that Golden Globe. Nah.
Yeah. Oh, he got Golden Globe for that?
Nah.
Oh. Jeez. Poor guy. I hope he got it for Ghost, too, because Ghost was actually good. It'd be funny if they made a Ghost sequel.
I don't remember if he got the nom for Ghost.
He was good in Ghost. I mean, it was a good movie. It was it was corny, lovey.
The only thing I remember most from Ghost is Whoopi got the Oscar. She got an Oscar.
Oh, playing the medium?
Yeah.
But
the thing I remember most is Demi Moore that was her prettiest she ever was Ghost.
Oh, she was gorgeous in that. Yeah, absolutely.
And then it seems like her face changed.
Maybe like she got like a lipo.
I don't know what it is, but her face definitely changed after Ghost.
Okay, all right.
She was very pretty in that Ghost. Had a short cut.
Yeah.
Short haircut. And then her face kind of like changed. And I don't know.
They got like fillers or something.
What happened?
And like fillers weren't as good as they were in the 90s as they are now. Whatever. It was like a lot less subtle.
Yeah, man. It was weird. Anyway.
Yeah.
Roadhouse.
Okay, so what did you think of the original one?
The original one is
the 80s. The Patrick Swayze one.
80s mess, man.
Yeah. and that scene at the end where he like knocks the head off and pulls the spine out kind of thing. It was just like it reminded me of the video game, like the
Mortal Kombat fatality.
Yeah. I mean, it was
80s mess, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is what it is.
And it was just like, oh, the Roadhouse. It's like, oh, I mean, there were some similarities in the first one and the second one. The first one was I just felt like it was so overdone. You know what I mean? It was like the acting was so bad. There's a time to be nice, and there's a time to be not nice. I mean, I was really happy that line didn't come back, because I was kind of halfway waiting for it. But
when did Jake Gyllenhaal decide he just gonna be swole as hell?
Who's that?
When did Jake Gyllenhaal decide he just gonna get cut up?
And dude, he looked like a freak. He looked impressive.
Ain't he like 45?
I'm guessing.
Yeah, didn't he date Taylor Swift?
I think he did date.
Yeah, him. See, that's the problem, man.
Oh, he got offended.
She made an album about his ass, and he was like, I'm gonna just go work out.
He's one of those sensitive actor types. Well, I mean, like, his first movie was like I remember the first movie, it was like Donnie Darko, and he was like the gothy kid in
that. When he started. Yeah.
And I never liked it. I feel like it was like a lot of nerds liked it. Have you seen that one?
It's been so long. I can't remember.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a cult movie.
Yeah. It's a cult favorite.
Yeah. And then, but the movie I remember him in that I first started paying attention to him was the one he did with Jennifer Aniston. It was called The Good Girl, where she worked at a grocery store. And I'm 99% sure that was him and her.
Okay. And I don't know, man. I don't know any Jennifer Aniston movies outside of... What was she in? Leprechaun.
She was in the Leprechaun.
The first one, yeah.
I did not know that. You have a stronger movie palette than I do.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck she be doing in the movies.
But like, yeah, he was always like, he was played like the sensitive guy, and it was like the gay cowboy, and I think that was the first one where Hollywood. You know, he's like
Bubble Boy.
What?
Bubble Boy.
That was him?
Yeah, he was in Bubble Boy.
Oh,
he was
shit.
Running around in that bubble costume because his parents lied and told him he was allergic to the world.
Oh. I need to rewatch that one. I think I watched that when I was stoned in college.
Yeah.
And I was just
I know a few Jake Gyllenhaal, man. Oh. He got a little library, man. I just watched Day After Tomorrow, where the world froze over and Dennis Quaid had to come save him. He was Dennis Quaid's son, man. Yeah. He made that video game adaptation, Prince of Persia.
Yeah.
And everybody was like what the
I
fuck?
Think that this was the first white. Wasn't that the first one where he started getting big?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, it's been a process.
The video game one, I'm telling you, Taylor Swift made an album about him, and he got sensitive and went to the gym.
Oh, dude. I also think, like, Okay, here's another thing. I think I'm the only one that's ever seen this, but do you think he looks like Aaron Rodgers in the face?
No, I don't see that.
Okay. I just see that kind of like the big bug eye thing and the kind of, I think it's because he's like so thin, like that kind of thing with his face. If you look at him side by side.
I have to see it side by side. Yeah, I can't see it right now.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay. The movie itself, I mean, first of all, it seemed like half of it was an advertisement for the UFC.
Okay.
Could you agree with that?
It kind of, yeah. Yeah. I could get it. I mean, they had to change it up, man, and they had to modernize it. So, you know, it's USC. Yeah. I like it was
a smart backstory. Like,
very,
I guess
very beginning when they had Post Malone chubby ass
in the bare knuckles fight.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. I was like, why is
he lost
dude?
Weight too, man?
That's losing weight.
Yeah,
I don't ever know what Post Malone looked like.
Well,
man.
I mean, he was
outside. I'm talking about his body. I've only seen him, fat. So he was fatter than that.
Oh yeah, he was fat for a bare knuckle boxer, but he was. He was less fat than he is now, than I knew him as.
Well, good for you, Post, for losing that weight for the role.
It is kind of weird to see like an R&B singer in a freaking boxing match, though. I mean,
ridiculous, that, dude.
Yeah. It was.
He's like, I ain't fighting him. You fight him.
All he had to do was walk in. It was just like, the hooded guy. And once you started thinking, like, everyone just backed the fuck off. Yeah, that was corny, but it was good. I don't know.
He got stabbed in the parking lot. Was just like, you done?
You want to think about what you're doing? He went No Country for Old Men. Just kind of like this is not his first time.
Yes, yeah, not at all. He's been stabbed many a times because he was calm as shit.
Yeah, he was just like, oh, it don't matter till they pull the knife out.
Yeah, 4-inch blade in your side, bro.
Can you hold this tape for me? I'm gonna use electrical duct tape. Yeah, no, I don't go to doctors. I mean, and technically, I would have liked a little line about, hey, you know how much insurance costs? I did like his quips.
You know? Okay, yeah. I know that. I get you. That was pretty good.
Yeah, where it was just like, hey, he goes, I want to take you guys out. You guys need to step outside. Like, we'll go outside. And go, those are your bikes. And that was what set him off.
Yes, yes. Don't fuck up my bike.
Yeah. Hey, well, what's your insurance situation? Okay, where's the closest hospital?
Yeah.
And that little Spanish guy, I looked him up. Arturo Mora. He was funny. He was hilarious.
Yeah, he funny.
He reminded me of like a Steve Zahn.
What else he been in? Because you
I
looked
have
him up.
No idea.
Oh, I thought you said you looked him up. Okay.
No, I just looked up his name because he stuck out to me.
Yeah.
He reminded me of like Steve Zahn.
Because I know his face. I've seen him in something else.
Probably. He reminded me of like Steve Zahn, where he was like a bad guy, but a funny bad guy. Yeah. And he was just like, I'm just trying to get out of here, man. You know, it was just like, it was just like, where's the close? Oh, it's about like 25 miles. It matters what traffic is like. It was funny, I dug that.
His whole backstory of he didn't want to have to go there, so he got to stay calm all the time, because when he go there he killed his friend, the other fighter.
Man,
I ain't like that, because I watch a UFC fight.
Okay.
The referee ain't gonna let him keep pounding his head like that.
Nobody stepped in.
The referee sacrifices his body.
Yeah.
And jumps in between them.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of the ref being in.
Yeah, he's like a matador, basically, you know, where he'll tackle the guy almost.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
Yeah, you're not going to get like one of those little tiny refs. You got to get a ref who used to fight.
That's the whole point of the ref.
Yeah.
Is to be able to jump in there and stop
you. Yeah, grab your arms and pull you off. And
the ref wouldn't have just been like, oh, let him punch him a couple more to get extra couple hits in.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah, that was a little hammy.
Come on, man.
Yeah, like because he killed the guy, right?
Punched him to death because he got a couple extra shots next, in for no reason.
Yeah, once he was already down.
But like, what the fuck is this, Apollo Creed?
Yeah, that was a little corny. That was a little bit much.
All right. I can't let myself go there.
Okay, all right. Okay, here's the thing. Here's the other thing I didn't quite follow. Okay, outside of the real estate, the coked out real estate developer.
Right.
All right. Every other white person in the movie was like a professional killer. You know? am I wrong on that? I was like, I don't know what this town is, but like every white guy is swole and badass in this town. All right. But you know what I mean? It was just like, sure, there's a few, but it was like, is this like a normal dude around here?
Apparently they do a lot of fighting out there, man.
Clearly. Yeah.
So everybody just in shape.
Also, it's the Roadhouse.
Yeah, it's the name of it.
Yeah, it was just like, no, like the club was called The Roadhouse.
That's the name of the place.
I was waiting for a punchline for that.
No, that's like, just the name of the play.
Yeah, it just.
Well, shit, what was the name of the boat?
The Boat.
There you go.
Okay, because her
uncle was fucking weird.
Yeah. Okay, were they running drugs out of that place?
No.
Okay. Because it seemed like they were alluding to that, like, because, I couldn't understand why she was so passionate about the play. I mean, obviously, it's her club. And that
she don't want developers coming in and taking over small towns.
It's a gentrification story.
There you go.
Yeah. And, but it was like she only needed to wait him out like 1 month is all she felt like.
I don't know. I think.
Or did she was trying to say.
She's like, trying to wait him out forever. It's just.
Yeah.
These people kept coming by and messing up the place.
Yeah.
And she figured. If he was there for a month beating the shit out of him, they'd stop coming by.
And it worked initially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, if it's a month of them getting their ass whipped, they're going to be like, you know what? She got a new dude.
And then training,
too tough.
And then training a little bit of a crew kind of thing. And he would just sit there and drink his Cuban coffee.
Right. Just like the first move, because he can't stay. He only staying for a month.
Okay. Yeah. That was the
contract.
So
you got to get the other guys, in
a
position to, throw them hands.
Right on.
He said he's got a knife. You're going to take a step back and then punch him in the face.
Yeah, don't try that in real life. Don't try that in real life. No. I mean, it worked in the movie. Completely agree.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
What if he tried to stab him in the stomach?
Yeah.
That lean back would have got you cut up.
Yeah.
You ain't prepared for these kind of situations, man. He was a bartender.
Okay, another thing. He was a bad bartender, apparently. It was fun. It was a fun movie to watch.
Yeah.
I would recommend it for. It's something you could watch with your girl. It's something you could watch with. It's something. I think it'll hit. I'm surprised it didn't go to theaters. Did it?
No. It was a Amazon premiere.
It was like good production value though.
Paid for Amazon. Yeah. I mean, Amazon got money.
Yeah, clearly I'm one of the dummies that keeps on it, and they're throwing advertisements in Amazon now.
I'm not a fan.
Sucks. Yeah, I do want to see the Civil War movie though. That was like the reason it was free because Civil War. That was like you had to watch like a long ass trailer for.
Oh, was it? Yeah. I don't remember it.
Yeah. It's like coming out in April.
Oh, okay.
I mean that
Amazon.
I don't know on Amazon, but I think it may go theaters. Oh,
okay. Yeah. Okay. Roadhouse. The amount of murders in that month was crazy too.
Yeah.
So he just
they don't show movies like that anymore where people just get and he wasn't like one of those Batman dudes who he won't shoot a gun. You know what I mean? He'll shoot a gun. He was murdering cats. I did like that aspect of it. It was just a throwback to. Just violence for the sake of violence kind of movies. I liked
some of it was silly though. Some of these bad guys at the end that skinny dude was talking shit like, bro, as skinny as you is, he done killed all these people and whooped all these people's ass and you gonna step to Jake Gyllenhaal at the end. Like I couldn't.
Wait, which one?
At the end, man, it was his right hand dude. First he killed the first right hand dude, right?
The guy that pulled a gun on him.
And then at the end hit the dude had a second right hand man on the boat.
Yeah.
Skinny dude.
Yeah.
And I was like, if you don't get your skinny ass out of the way, like people are dying.
Yes. Oh yeah. While the boat was going down. That guy. It was like you had to suspend reality for a little bit. It was just like, wouldn't it be trying to get off the boat first before they kill Jake Gyllenhaal? It was just like, Come on, man. The local girl, the doctor, it was just like, it was, I'm so mad. You made my staff all busy with your fights. And it was just
ridiculous. Yeah, thanks for overloading my ER.
It was just like
it's four people in here. I brought four people and they ain't dying. Calm down.
I've never been to that place. It looked kind of cool. I do want to race boats.
Yeah.
I want to go somewhere like that where you could just go on a boat fast and have the potential of flipping over and dying. What?
No, thank you.
No?
No.
That does not look fun to you?
I don't even know potential of flipping over and dying in anything.
But like going in a boat fast, does that look fun?
Yeah.
I want to do that.
Just get on a jet ski, man.
I've never been on a jet ski.
Get on a jet ski.
Yeah? I mean, there's no lakes around here. Can you jet ski in the ocean?
Yeah. Why not?
I never thought about it. Yeah. I've never thought about it, but I was just like, I do want to go on a boat.
Go to Catalina Island, hop on a jet ski, boom.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Because like once you're like a little bit further out, maybe it's safer to do that. I guess. Yeah. I've never seen people on a jet ski on the at the ocean here.
Right.
But I maybe
too many swimmers.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you don't want to, like, you know, run over like a 12-year-old kid who's trying to swim or something. I get that. Yeah. No. We'll see. But yeah, overall, I'll probably watch it again, maybe in a year or two, maybe.
When are bad guys gonna stop messing with little kids who are friends of the protagonist?
Oh, like the bookstore girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you gonna stop doing that?
Yeah.
You know that's gonna piss them off the most. Like, yeah. That's all the stuff y'all was doing.
Because he was ready to walk.
Yeah, that stuff y'all was doing, he was just like,
he was like, I don't want to have to kill again.
Right, I'm leaving. But then you burn down his little friend's bookstore, and now he's pissed off and he kills you.
Also, a bookstore in that neighborhood didn't seem like a good move.
Look, it was the mom, okay, she wanted to educate people.
Yeah.
She was a teacher.
She wasn't doing well, clearly.
She was a teacher.
She
wanted to educate the people.
Yeah.
It was just one of their businesses, so
yeah,
they weren't starving.
Yeah, okay, well, I mean, because I guess they got hurt in a fire, too, or something?
Yeah, yeah, they had to go to the hospital.
Because, books would burn up really quick.
Yeah,
all the,
of course.
Yeah. it's funny.
Roadhouse.
It's funny, it's Amazon, and that's the one, it was a shout-out to bookstore, to burning down a bookstore. Which was their original business model. Yes.
Message.
I just put two and two together, man. You jog things out of me like that, you know? I'm trying to think if there's anything else. It was just, it was just so absurd. Yeah, yeah, but like, yeah, every guy, every white guy there was just like a monster. You know, and they're just like battle tested, you know, just came back from Iraq or blah, blah, whatever. I'm not exactly. Yeah, they're all amateur. It was like Huntington Beach. Yeah. And
Roadhouse.
I think
I give it a 7.
7? 7 out of 10? Or 7 out of 100?
I give it 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10? Yeah, Amazon doesn't do bad on movies. Yeah, what do you think?
I mean, they can't do terrible on movies because you don't have to leave your house. If I have to leave my house and it's a bad movie, then I'm going to be harsher.
Yeah, that's the whole goal of Amazon, is have you sit at home and have them deliver things to you. That's their whole business.
That's their point.
Yeah. There was a Joaquin Phoenix movie they made that I liked. It was Don't Worry, He Won't Get Very Far on Foot or something like, or he won't, because it was like a wheelchair. Homecoming, I liked that one. That was a Julia Roberts and a VA.
Oh, I never watched that one.
That was good. Yeah. That was a movie I watched for class, for acting class, or I had to watch that. And because I would have never watched that movie. Then I turned out liking it. I was just like, I needed to watch one scene for
class. Oh, okay. So you just watched the movie.
And then, it was a series. And then I started watching the second series. And I'm like, okay, I have a problem.
Okay.
Yeah. So you trying to get as swole as Jake Gyllenhaal? Is that the goal?
I ain't never trying to get. I'm gonna get smaller. That's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna go opposite of Jake Gyllenhaal because ain't nobody wrote a whole CD about me and how I ain't shit.
Yeah,
and hurt my feelings.
They haven't dated any pop singers.
Like she did Jake Gyllenhaal. Thing. So
yeah,
I'm gonna go backwards. So I'm gonna get smaller and more flexible in my old age.
Okay, so that was one of the things we're gonna start doing here. We started taking email questions. They we're not gonna do that email yet, but. I had a friend, we're going to start asking workout questions for you.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And the question was, how long do you stretch before you work out?
Oh, see.
How long you work out every morning?
Right.
Yeah. And like, what do you do? Like an hour in a gym or something like that? What do you do? Or
I don't go to the gym anymore.
Just home gym?
I'm at the home gym. Yeah. Ever since COVID, I just work out at the crib.
Yeah.
With some dumbbells. Uh-huh. And then I just do a bunch of calisthenics plyo work in my house.
Yeah.
And if you tell me how much do I stretch before?
Yeah.
Well, you're supposed to warm up before you stretch, first of all.
What do you mean? Now, what do you mean when you say warm up?
When you need to get your heart rate up.
Okay.
For like 5 to 10 minutes before you stretch, because you need to loosen out your muscles.
We do like push-ups,
running.
You need to jog a bit.
You need to jog, ride your bike, whatever you're going to do for a little bit before you stretch.
Uh-huh.
Because you need to warm your muscles up before you stretch. Otherwise, you know, you're not doing nothing.
Okay, so before the lifting,
yes,
you need to stretch. And before the stretching, you need to get a little bit of cardio warm up.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. How much?
I'd say five minutes on the bike.
Okay. Oh, you have an exercise bike here?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Smart. Five I got that little rowing machine. I got that little rowing machine.
Yeah, do 5 minutes.
It's covered in dust, if you noticed.
Warm your body up a little bit before you get to stretching.
Okay. Clever.
Yeah. Then you get your stretching.
I was about ready to get rid of the rowing machine.
No. For what?
Space.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. you do hiking a lot, so
yeah,
you go out there anyway.
Well, that's like an hour long thing, but it's a good.
If you wanted to stay at the house, yeah. I mean, you could just get a jump rope and jump rope for 5 minutes.
Oh, I gotta go outside to jump rope because it hits the ceiling where I'm at. Your ceilings are higher than mine, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what do we got? 10 foot.
Go on the balcony and do jump rope for 5 minutes.
I mean, you can't.
I'm talking about your balcony.
My balcony's not big enough.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, shit, you can't jump around nowhere. That sucks.
Well, no, I'll go down by the pool and do that.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, well, you could just go into into your little common area and do it.
Oh, I don't want, I think it would be obnoxious to just jump rope in front of everybody. Like,
why? Everybody would be like, damn, this dude working out. I'm going to give him some ass.
Well, no, but like right now, if I did it, then I'd be too self-conscious about being fat jumping rope.
Okay.
It'd be like,
okay.
Especially if I'm like I don't have where I'm at. Yeah. And then I like fucking eat it in front of everybody. And then it was just like,
it's a you thing. Well,
okay, but if I go out by the pool area, I could do it there.
And, okay,
yeah,
just get a little, you know, 5 minute warm up before you stretch. Nowadays,
the rowing machine.
Yeah, do something for 5 minutes. You know, just get your muscles warm before you start stretching. Otherwise, there ain't no point. But
right on.
Nowadays, I'm doing a little warm up.
Uh huh.
Then I'm doing the plyo work, and then I'm doing 30 minutes of yoga.
Okay, what does plyo mean?
It's stuff like push ups, jumping jacks.
Okay.
Running in place, high knees, jump tucks.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
Right.
It's like kind of like P90X type of stuff, like insanity type of stuff. So do that kind of stuff for like 30 minutes, and then I do 30 minutes of yoga to stretch and relax the body out.
Okay, man. I need to commit to this kind of thing, or at least build up to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You start somewhere.
Yeah.
You can start off doing 5 and 5.
What's that mean?
Do 5 minutes of some, cardio work, then do 5 minutes of yoga stretching out, and then bam.
Yeah.
That's how you start.
Okay.
Everything starts somewhere, son.
Yes.
That's it.
There we go.
Yeah.
That was helpful advice.
That's it.
That was helpful advice. If you got more workout questions, hit us on the email or hit us on the Patreon. We'll definitely answer it. Obnoxiousvalidpoints@gmail.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You had a question too.
Oh.
Somebody emailed you a question.
They emailed me a question? I want an email. That was somebody.
It was a dating question.
Oh, dating questions. Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah. Take dating advice from me because
apparently you get all the chicks, man.
I met a new one. I'll tell you about that one in the next
week.
Yeah, no, see? Yeah.
That's why you get the dating question because you get all the girls.
Right? Nah, I don't get all. I do better than I should based on my looks.
I'm telling you, you get all the chicks.
You know what I mean?
That's what they're asking for.
No, okay. Does that make sense? Would you agree? Okay. I'm not going to who's like Bradley Cooper or somebody, I always say him, but like whoever, I'm not the best looking guy, but I just okay, what's the question? I do better than I should. Okay,
when we be talking about famous people and how they look good, it's like they famous, so we giving them extra points because they famous.
Okay,
if this was a person on the street, you wouldn't be like, oh man, it's amazing, it's so good looking. It'd be average looking people on the street, like it's plenty of dudes that look as handsome as Bradley Cooper on the street. They're just not famous. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I could say that about all the celebrities except a couple of them.
Yeah.
Like Prime Halle Berry, that wasn't walking on the streets. that wasn't walking around on the streets.
She would levitate. She would levitate.
Anyway.
Okay.
This person sent in an email.
Yeah.
And said, Matt, I see you get the girls, yada, yada, yada.
Okay.
His situation is, he wants your advice on this situation.
All right.
He was seeing two girls at the same time.
Not smart.
Right.
Yeah. Not smart, first of all. Yeah.
And he found out that he was burning.
Oh, like he had a disease, gonorrhea. Like a venereal disease. Yeah,
he got the gonorrhea.
Yeah.
He's fine. He got it checked out. He's pretty sure he knows which girl gave it to him, and he already stopped talking to her, but he's still talking to the other girl.
That's not going to work.
And he wanted some advice on how to tell her that maybe she should go get checked out.
Oh, wow.
I was like,
all right, well, first of all, that's some weird scammy shit.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with seeing multiple people at the same time, though, right?
As long like, as everybody's on board. As long as everybody's on board with
it. There's no commit to it.
Yeah, no.
Problem is,
see, okay, yeah, running around.
You got a little hot under the collar there.
Okay, first of all, when you're running and gunning like that, wrap up. First of all, you know, you know what I mean. I understand running and gunning. It's a big city, and there's that kind of thing. Yeah, first wrap up always. Especially whenever you're in a situation like that. Second, it ain't gonna work. What? Well, I mean, what you tell somebody that I'm, you know, it's like, hey, I may have bumped into your car in the garage. Uh-huh. You know, people like that happens.
Uh-huh.
They're like, I may have gave you herpes. That's
it ain't herpes.
I may have gave you gonorrhea. I mean, that's something you really don't, you know, that's a little bit inexcusable. That I mean, it's just I think you duck and run in that situation.
So ain't no salvaging the relationship, because he's still talking to that girl. He still wanted her.
Well, I mean, yeah, but if
you don't think it's no way to,
I really mean,
keep that in there.
And he already got it. Keep it in there. There we go. That's a choice of words. God, I really don't think. I really don't. Yeah. It was just like, huh. I really don't. Well, yeah, I guess you could. I guess the only thing you could really say is, it matters what kind of pretense the running and gunning was under. If it was running and gunning that was supposed to lead to a relationship, you know, that's probably not going to happen. If it was just, hey.
So he just shit out of luck. Ain't nothing he gonna be able to tell. Ain't no way to tell this woman she maybe need to get checked out, but still keep her.
I mean, you're gonna have to if you want to do the honorable thing and you want to do the right thing and say, hey, you probably need to go to the doctor. It's probably gonna burn that bridge.
Oh well, that's it, David. Yeah. Sorry.
And it's just like it. You know what? It's sex is fun, but it's just also at the same point, it's a lot better without a condom.
That's it, David. Sorry.
Yeah.
You should have looked.
No. Yeah. I'm sorry. It just, but God, that's so okay. Stop talking to the first one. It's just like, unless you could, I mean, also like they have like the, WebMDs and all that stuff now.
It's funny because he said he's pretty sure he knows the girl he stopped talking to is the one that burned him, but he's not 100% sure.
This is like some Maury Povich type
what if
shit.
What if it's the girl he's still talking to and she's like, well, she's already got checked out because she knows, because she the one that burned him.
I mean, I also don't know. That, I mean,
he got to bring it up.
Yeah. 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 I think no sex is commitment free when you're not wearing a condom. So there's,
you got to bring it up.
God, that's a really dumb situation. I'm trying to think.
Sorry, David. Matt says you're dumb.
Yeah, well, clearly.
I'm not using last names.
All right, yeah.
Nobody's going to know it's you.
I know who you're talking about.
It's a common last name.
I know
name,
who you're
David.
Talking about. I know the guy. He knows what he did. He knows what he did. You know what you did, David. God. And also, I love the way like what did he? I don't know how he investigated it. Like he just went down there with like a microscope or something like that. You know, like well, most people want to turn off the lights in the bedroom. He actually brings his phone in. What was he doing?
Good luck. God,
man. I don't. Yeah, to say
that's your dating advice from Matt Lewis.
I don't.
You shit out of luck.
I think venereal diseases kind of ruin the vibe.
No, that's it.
Yeah.
No way to keep her, David.
I'm glad it's not AIDS. I'm glad it's not anything severe. I guess AIDS is something you can just kind of brush off now anymore.
I mean, you could take the medicine so you could survive forever. But
yeah, hey, you're going to go bankrupt. You're going to go bankrupt, but at least you had fun that one night in Vegas.
Yeah,
here we go.
Yeah, so.
well. God. So, yeah, I would say, hey, when you're running and gunning, you know, be smart. You know, it's not as much fun, but you're already having fun. But don't try to bring the fun up to a 15. Bring it to an 8 or 9, because if you're already having fun, and fun's good with one person. Fun's good if you only have one smash piece. Here's the thing, you're not gonna fuck everybody. So why try to fuck everybody? Fuck the one you're fucking. That's what I would say. Fuck the one you're fucking and be happy with that. That's my advice. All right. Yes.
All right.
Is it?
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
the advice. I don't see a way out of that relationship.
Okay. So, to conclude, the dating advice from Matt Lewis is, David, you shit out of luck.
Yeah. Also, I hope your investigative skills are as strong as you think they are. That was
all right.
I got this video. I meant to send it to you. Whatever it was. This is from. It may have to hit pause immediately, or it's going to be an advertising thing. So probably. Oh, okay. No. Oh, it's an unlisted one.
Hey, Marcus, this is for you.
This is.
Fuck you, Marcus. What the hell is this?
This is from the show in Tulsa. That was what I wanted to send you for your birthday. All right. It may go on for too long now. It's an unlisted. It's unlisted.
It's only 39 seconds. What the hell is this about?
Yeah. It was what I wanted. I made that for your birthday. This is from the show in Tulsa. We closed it. That's how we closed it out.
Why is this lady in the front so into this?
She's got her own. She's got her own energy. I'm does not
she?
Sure.
Does she know me?
No,
did I
no,
wrong
I,
her at some
oh,
point?
I said. Here's what I said. I go. I was like, hey guys, I really wanted Marcus to come, but then he got booked on a television show, and his birthday's coming up, and I want to send him a message. And it was a sold out room, and everybody was on board with that. There we go. That was Yeah, I think she was obnoxious to everybody.
Okay, because she was really into it. Like I know
her. She was also sitting right in the front. It's not like she came from the back and ran down.
Yeah. I mean, she doubled. She gave me two middle fingers. She put both hands up.
No, she wasn't even holding a drink at that point.
No.
Yeah.
She put both hands up to make sure I got this, and she verbalized and gave me the two fingers.
Yeah. I wasn't.
The only thing left to do was to do the Rossler double fucking fist clap. That's
the
double fist bump.
I don't know that one.
That's the only less. That's the last fuck you she could have gave me.
Anyway, that was a birthday message from everybody in Tulsa. That was
all right.
Yeah. Anyway, well, happy birthday.
When I go to Tulsa.
Yeah,
when I go to Tulsa.
Yeah. Right. If you ever make it, yeah. You may go there before I go there. Who knows?
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, guys. This has been a short, quick, little fun one. Roadhouse, 7 out of 10.
Seven.
I'd probably go 7 out of 10. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I liked it.
Warm up a little bit before you stretch.
Warm out.
And David, you shit out of luck.
Yeah, David. Tough luck. And happy birthday, Marcus. There we go. That's all we got for you. Guys, thanks for listening. We'll have throwing episodes up. Do them early on the Patreon. We're putting clips up there. I haven't been doing it.
The whole clip thing is bothering me, too.
Yeah. Opus clips is not what I'm like. Yeah. Anyway, but neither here nor there. Right. Subscribe, like, share. If you're on Apple, write a review. Say something nice. Give us 5 stars.
Please.
Yeah, right.
Please.
Guys, thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.
That's it.